Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
It's like asking me to choose between Sarah Jessica Parker and Taylor Swift.
I was scared meeting a celebrity, but you're so nice and normal. I feel totally comfortable around you.
It's happening, you guys. It's happening. I wish you all were here.
So, are we going to redo it? I'm sorry. I knew something was off in my ears, but I didn't know what that meant.
No, I'm sorry. You told me, and I had checked our levels, and it didn't matter because I'm talking and I'm overpowering, and I was seeing my levels and not your levels, and then you told me there was something wrong, and I was like, I just turned you down, and then I turned you back up, and then I fell. So, quick recap of what just happened.
We just started and you weren't with us.
Woohoo! Oh my gosh. Okay. So, now I feel like I've lost my momentum.
The momentum is what she meant to say.
What was that word?
Momentum.
Yeah. Okay. I speak. So Amy and I got back here. We started off using some H words. Amy went dirty on it. I talked about something that I did not do in New York, even though my good friend Alita had suggested it. And then we did intros and we got into a debate because I was accusing Amy of some stuff. And then come to find out, Amy's mic was messed up. So,
but it's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault either. We have to say who did this, right?
Should we call him?
I'm just saying someone else messed with things and they weren't working.
Well, I'm a little surprised because another podcast was just in here recording and I wonder what their podcast sounds like or if they even noticed.
I bet they don't know. Should we tell them? We'll tell them later.
Mm.
No? Sabotage!
We found out the hard way, so why not with anybody else? So anyway, here we go again.
Take two.
I just had a big old scoop of peanut butter and that was a throat burp. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and I am Lacey G.
She's back from Broadway and I'm so excited to get the full rundown. But Lacey's really tired, in tears, and been bumbling all over her words today. Get ready for a great podcast because it's showtime.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And then back in the What You Have Missed section. Then I realized that I didn't have any of my papers in front of me and I had to take a momentary pause.
I had to run and get it from the printer.
Because this podcast started off a train wreck, then it was confirmed a train wreck, and then we just had to restart and reissue. So, you know what would have been the worst prank in the world if this girl told me that she didn't love me or want to hang out with me? What's not a joke is that she is standing me up. This girl that's ditching quality time with me has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols.
And then that's where we got into the pet cemetery debate.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm ditching you. That is not my purpose or my intention, I should say.
What happened a couple of podcasts ago, a couple episodes ago, I was telling Amy how I'm super passionate about the new Pet Sematary movie because it's getting great reviews and I love the original. It was, I don't know, very near and dear to me, I guess. And I forgot about it and watched it again in the past couple of years. And
we get pre-screenings here. So you were excited that it might happen for this movie, the remake.
Yeah. Yeah. And whenever I did rewatch the old movie, then I had forgot a lot of the plot. And then whenever I watched it, I was just like, oh my gosh, this movie's even better than I remember. So if we go to a screening, will you go with me? And you were like, yes. And then, well, I think you were like, will you pay or something? I don't remember. I told you that my girlfriend's going to come with me. But the reason my girlfriend is coming.
Why did I ask that? What was the purpose?
Because I think you were like, what are you asking? You didn't ask for me to pay, but you were like, who's paying or something? Like, not for you, but is it going to be, is it going to be a free screening? So, my girlfriend that's coming with me is one of my best friends. She's my horror movie buddy, and she there has to be a reason for her and I. There has to be a reason for me to come to Dallas, period. Outside of work. After work, I ain't coming to these parts. Like, I got to go home and get away from traffic and get away from people. but for this movie, I would make the venture out. And then I got a confirmation email on everybody who's going to get to go to the screening, and you weren't on it. And it broke my little heart a little bit.
Well, whenever you offered, you asked me before mentioning someone else was going to go. And I think it was like, sure, I'll be there for you, but I just don't have the interest that you and your friend have. So I just didn't think it was necessary that I attend because you already have someone that's supporting you in your dreams.
And then I was thinking, which I didn't tell you, so it's not fair to be mad. I'm not mad. to be disappointed about it. But then I was thinking, like, I remember last time I went to a movie screening, it was for A Star Is Born, and I invited somebody to come that time, and I didn't realize that you had thought something different than I did. So you yes. thought it was going to be a day in Dallas yes. and just spend all day. So then I had that thought this time was that, hey, I'll just stay in Dallas. We can do whatever. Aww. We can go grab lunch. We can go shopping. We can check this out. We can, I don't know, brainstorm about some podcast ideas. We can take our podcast on the road. We can do.
I'm sorry.
We can do whatever. I mean, the day is our oyster. Is that a word? the world is our yeah, oyster.
The day. Hey, it still works. I like it. I'm sorry. So we both assumed.
Coming.
We both assumed, and you know what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
And an oyster. I don't know why. Okay. And also, I just need to state the obvious. I'm stupid.
No, you're not. You're just
I'm silly and sleep deprived. Yeah. I have been laughing over stupid stuff. Like sometimes I can be funny. Sure. Today wasn't the day though, but that didn't keep me from laughing at myself and then crying about it.
I think we laughed more today than maybe any other day that we've ever worked together.
It's been an insane day. There's just been a lot of laughing, a lot of crying. Then once I started crying, I couldn't quit crying. And now I'm just crying. Now it's not even laugh crying. I'm just crying. So I was texting Jeremy and asked him how his day was going. And I said I was like silly sleep deprived or something like that. And he goes, why? And then he texts back, I'm 2 hours early for my meeting, if that tells you what kind of day I'm having. And I'm like, well, why are you asking me why I'm silly sleep deprived? You are too. But we just had a late night getting in from New York and didn't get a lot of sleep. And I'm not bad. I'm just, my brain's not working today. It's one of those days.
I think you've been great. I've had a lot of entertainment. It's been super. So thank you.
Okay. What I said to Bossman George, we're not going to repeat it, but was that too much or was it funny?
Oh gosh, Lacey, you always do this to me. I have a hard time remembering. Hold on a second. I think. Yeah. I guess. Well, yeah, you always say something that I would not have the guts to say. So I think that falls under the category. I'm sorry. It's sure, you feel comfortable saying those things around Boss.
He did laugh and walk out, so I hope that wasn't too much. But normally there's only one thing that's off limits for him, and that's it. I brought it up in front of everybody. Now that I'm vocalizing this, yes, I am just a huge a-hole, a huge stupid a-hole.
No, we are a-holes. We were lunging going to the bathroom earlier, and Lacey called me an just because. But she just decided to say we. Just included me, didn't even ask.
I am really bad about that. But I think the reason that I say we too much is because I don't want to take credit for something, but I don't know why I want to do that for you. But then, I mean, I don't know. And I do speak for you a lot, so I apologize for that. But that's just more in my vocabulary. I like to say we because I don't want to take credit for everything. And I'm not just talking about here. I just mean in general.
Oh, yeah,
I'll try to tell Jeremy we need to clean the house, which really means you need to. But I'm trying not to be accusatory and tell you what you need to do. So I think I like lessen the blow a little bit if I say we. So I do overuse we. It's always we all the way home. Okay.
Oh, I love it. So fun.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, yes, yes.
And first, I don't want you to tell me this yet.
Okay.
I just want you to tease me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do an ultimate prank for Josh on his birthday?
Not ultimate, but I did do a prank.
Okay.
Have to every year. I missed one and it was not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he disappointed well. Or yeah. was he like looking out for it and it never happened? Because no. that's kind of a good prank too.
It is. That would be a great one actually.
Like it's coming because then you're paranoid all day.
No, he was disappointed actually. I guess he felt like he wasn't loved without it. Just it's because it's tradition. He never had it growing up. So I guess just from me, it just felt wrong.
I can't blame him. I have my own birthday tradition with Jeremy, and that is to celebrate it, because before then, we just really didn't celebrate my birthday a lot, because my brother and I are both January babies, and we're back-to-back, and we're right after Christmas, so I didn't have big birthday celebrations. Like I did whenever I was littler, younger, whenever I was small. whenever I was but a child, we had bigger celebrations, but then as I got older, I think it was probably like 13 years old, maybe, we started doing birthday and Christmas together. And then it just got crappier and crappier and crappier. And now it's come full circle. Now my mom loves my birthday again. I don't know what I've done right. But now my mom gives great gifts. She like fell off the gift department for a long time. Now she does great gifts.
Maybe she's making up for it.
And now she's passionate about red velvet cake. And she always does big grand things for my birthday. And then me and my mom are kind of the same person, because she'll still beat me down with the fact that I did not sing with Ariel whenever Ariel came up here and surprised me for my birthday a couple years ago. She still says, man, I really thought you would have enjoyed that. And I thought you would have sang with Ariel. Instead, you just stood there embarrassed. Mom, we had Dish Nation in studio.
Yeah.
We had Marlon Wayans here. Like, I'm come on.
You. I'm with you on this one. I don't like to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have felt really awkward.
She still brings it up, though, that she's mad about how I responded to that. And I'm sorry, but the aerial that she sent me, which is not her fault. She just, you know, called the company and ordered it. Yeah. This girl looked like she was like 12 years old and looked... She looked like a budget Ariel at best. It was not the same. So it's not... I wasn't fangirling like I was... some on the trip, which we will get into. I do want to know, though, car update. What's going on with that? Last I heard from you, you were in a wreck. You were
struggling with my rental car.
I was going to say berating children who worked at a car rental place until you got what you wanted.
No, he was a full-on adult. And I did get what I want.
Yeah.
I guess everything's okay. I'm still waiting for my car to get fixed. The collision repair place said that it would be ready yesterday, and then it, you know, wasn't, pushed it to today, and then I just got a text saying that it's another 3 days, so they really don't know what's going on, honestly, which I'm fine with. I'll be patient, but just don't give certain specific dates if you're not going to stay true to them, in my opinion.
Yeah. So still in a rental car.
Still in a rental car, but it is A-okay. Life is good.
Good. Also, I want to point out the fact that, here lately, I have been telling you that you need to carry this show.
What?
Yeah. Because you already do so much for me. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you need to step it up. I just realized today, after we discussed yet another thing that you and your family need to do, that I'm just... I need all my content to come from y'all. Like, I'm really... this is going to be a group family effort for this podcast, because... I've been asking a lot from you, and I expect it. So,
oh my gosh, you told me to do something, and I didn't write it down.
What? It's okay. I gotcha.
Okay.
I gotcha.
Okay, okay, okay.
Here's your assignments.
I think I remember.
Assignments. One thing that I've asked for you to do that you haven't done yet. But it's fine.
I don't have a pen.
Here you go.
Okay.
But it's fine. I've had a lot of fun reliving our old podcast memories, old episode memories with your husband, Josh.
Yes.
Yeah. So Amy's husband, Josh, just started listening to the podcast, and he started back from the very beginning, and he is all in. I don't know how he's not sick of us yet. I don't know how he hasn't judged me as a podcaster, as a friend, as a, like, why the hell are you talking? What are you doing?
No, he wants to hang out more.
I admire it. I don't know why, but I admire it. So I've had a lot of fun listening to Josh's perspective, which is why I wanted you to talk to him about it and actually record it. And I think that we need...
Do you see my face?
I think that we need an update from Josh. I've enjoyed you retelling, don't get me wrong, and I think you've done a fantastic job of doing it, but maybe getting some updates from Josh, where he's at and what he thinks, if he has any critiques, if there's anything he would like to add. And he needs to know that
obviously we have complete control over this, so he can say whatever he wants, because if it's too much, then
yeah, he needs to be like a
be ballsy
Back to the Future correspondent. Like he's like he's way behind, but
like Loose Lips on Delay. We need a Loose Lips on Delay correspondent. So I do want to hear more from Josh. I want to hear maybe once a week if he can just, oh hey, recently this is what I heard. Teach him how we're professionals. Teach him how if he hears something, he can make a note of it. That way he remembers and he can bring it up, you know?
I like this. Yeah.
Second assignment, because it involves the whole entire family. Mm-hmm. And this is something you actually offered today.
I did. I need to stop doing this, because if I mention something in passing, you hold me to it. Yeah, and you beat me down.
Yeah.
You are...
I'm a complete beater downer, just like my mama.
So, you went to New York to see Beetlejuice, and you gave me the movie, not HD. I don't know why you keep on bringing that up, though.
You don't know why I keep bringing that up?
No.
It's because I'm an a-hole. It's because, okay, I gave you Beetlejuice many years ago. I don't remember how many, but it's been several years.
I think it was the first Christmas that we knew each other.
Yeah. So you started working here and I found out you hadn't seen Beetlejuice and I'm like, what? And so I went out and I got you the movie for Christmas and I gave it to you, but it was like a super cheap movie at Target or something. And I just picked it up, but I didn't know if y'all had HD or not, or Blu-ray. Blu-ray is what it is. I didn't know if you had Blu-ray or not.
Uh-huh.
Because it was that long ago. So I didn't get it for you, because if you get Blu-ray and a regular DVD player, it doesn't work. Now,
right.
We fast forwarded. Now, nobody even has DVDs except for your damn Family Video over there, which you and your family have stood up since then. And I guess they're probably going out of business.
Not 100%, but we do go to the library a lot more than we used to.
I respect that, though.
We got budget.
Even though I did that whenever I was 19. That's how I got by as a teenager in my first apartment. But anyway, the whole reason I keep bringing up HD and Blu-ray is because you offered to let me borrow a movie one time. And I can't remember what movie it was, but you... I'm sorry. This is just me being dumb. You told me... You're like, oh my gosh, you've never seen this movie. And it's some cartoon, maybe Incredibles, maybe that was it. The new Incredibles came out.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been it. And you offered to let me borrow the movie, and I said, is it in HD? And you're like, who asked that? Because I'm like, I will notice now. Jeremy used to get mad if I put it on a channel that wasn't HD. And I'm like, why? Why does it make a big deal? But now I can tell the difference. So if I accidentally record something and it's not in HD, then I can't even watch it because it just looks like absolute garbage.
You are so bougie. That is just gross.
Can you not tell the difference? Also, I professionally watch TV on the side. So, I mean, I spend a lot of hours doing this. I want to look at quality stuff.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I don't have to have a certain way. I have to tell you something. I've been watching Buzz on my antenna because we don't have cable or anything. So it's just like the boing, the little antenna, just the...
The bunny ears.
Bunny ears, yes. Buzz TV, which is just a local channel, I think. And it's like 70s game show. And that is what I've been watching on a regular basis. And I'm telling you, the 70s was not in HD. So so I'm really okay with the bottom quality stuff. I'm good.
That's why I kept bringing up the HD is because you made fun of me and you're like, who even asked that? Okay, so I gave you the movie years ago and continue.
And we attempted to watch it. I mean, a couple years after that, it'd been a while, with the kids as a family. They were smaller still, so they weren't interested in the little shrunken head, and it just wasn't their thing. So we didn't finish it, and we still have not finished it years and years, years later. So... I'm an
This is all that I have to blare it out. You can either say a-hole or I have to blare it out.
Oh, I thought you'd been saying it the whole time.
I've been saying a-hole. That's now two bleeps that I have to do for you, Amy.
I'm sorry. And I really thought in my head I heard you say blink-hole. That's what I heard you say. Several times. I've been saying it because I thought I heard you say it.
And nobody even gets to hear the dirty word that you said earlier because we had to redo it.
I'm really
back problems.
Lacey, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
I really am. God, I'm
You're a what?
Jerk.
Okay, so this new assignment that you came up with, that you volunteered your whole family to do, was what?
That we would watch the movie, finally, and then give a report? Is
yeah.
that what I said? Okay.
Yeah. So I was saying, even if you don't make it through, that's fine, but I'd love to hear the family's feedback on this movie. Either I'm not going to watch it, I made it 10 minutes in and I'm completely out, or you know what? I'm glad that I watched that movie. So that's what okay. I want. I want your whole entire family to work for this podcast.
You are going to have to text Morgan, though. My daughter is 14, going on 15, very, very close to that. And I'm telling you, there's an argument almost every single day that we try to watch something together as a family because she's the struggle. I'm going to be honest. It's all on her. Mm-hmm. She's not agreeable.
But she loves me.
She does love you. So if you convince her to try one more time, I think I can. I've got Maddox covered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrapped around my little finger most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to work on Morgan.
But would Morgan be willing to do it if she knew she was going to have to perform afterwards? Or is that less likely? Would she do it as a favor to me? Or would she be like, no, Mom, you're not going to dance mom me? Well,
I don't think. Maybe I'll manipulate it and say you don't have to necessarily record,
mm-hmm.
but maybe just give a written report and I could give it that way. I just don't know. I will try.
And have Amanda Lopez fill in as Morgan
yes.
again?
Yes. You're reading
well,
by.
I don't care about child labor laws. I need your whole family to perform because I expect a lot out of y'all. Now, with all that being said, Jeremy ain't contributing crap. So don't. Ask him to perform and he has stink voice the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
So, I can't do it. Two more things before we get into everything. We haven't even gotten started yet.
What is wrong?
I know. I'm dumb.
No,
that's all I can do.
It's me too.
I've been back in Texas for hours, for I don't know, 12 hours. And I told you this. I had no cough and no allergies the whole time I was gone, which, I mean, I was only gone for a couple days. But up in New York, I was fine. I was living my best life, and I was breathing, and it was great. And now, ever since I've come back, I've been coughing. I always have a cough in my throat, and it just sounds so gross. So I'm sorry.
You've mentioned it before in the room that we work in that it's really irritating. I don't ever notice it, so don't worry about me. But I am sorry that the Texas allergens are really bad.
Texas is just trying to kill me. Let me have that back, please. Okay. I wanted to share with you our poll results.
Oh, gosh.
Our last episode, we also mentioned Amy has a really stupid word for man boobs.
It's not my word.
She invented it.
I did not. I heard it from somewhere.
I can't take credit for this. Normally, I say we. This time, I'm not saying we. We did not invent this word. This was all Amy.
I heard it in middle school.
And what is the word?
Herbs.
So Amy says,
like lady, her, with a B, like boobs. But like the BS at the end of boobs and her as in a lady, herbs.
So
it makes sense.
I think it's kind of confusing, actually, just because it looks like herbs.
Yeah, but we're not writing it out normally. We're just saying it. I don't write out moobs either. So I'm just saying.
So we put up a poll on Instagram at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips to see, did anybody agree with Amy? And that's whenever I noticed that
I cheated.
Amy was cheating.
Sorry.
I've
you haven't done it before.
It made me
get off
smile.
Your high horse.
Actually, if I recall, it made me smile and I fell on the ground laughing.
You did.
So it's fine. But I checked it right afterwards to make sure like everything's running smoothly on Instagram, the polls up and everything. And I noticed it was like 75%. Voted
in
for
favor
herbs.
Of herbs.
Herbs, yeah. And so I looked and all the votes were Amy. And then there was one who was like, no. But I was very, very surprised.
That I logged in?
No.
Okay.
No. You would do anything to win. So I'm not surprised. You even logged on to an old account that you haven't used in forever. There were four total votes from Amy.
That's right.
No, but I was surprised with how many people agreed with you.
So
do you want to know how many?
I do. I think I saw three. Total, last time I saw it.
Mm-hmm. 11.
There was 11?
11 people agreed with you.
Wow.
11 people voted for herbs. And am I saying it right? Herbs?
Herbs.
Herbs.
Like her. Like herbs. A lady, her.
herbs. I don't like that.
It doesn't like you.
But 462 people.
Shut up.
Minus 400 agreed with me.
Just 62?
Yeah.
Shut up.
there were more people that agreed with you than I had imagined.
Thank you.
So thank you, everybody. Everyone. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in on that poll. And then the most important poll of all. Am I saying poll right? Poll. That's just, okay.
I think.
The most important poll of all is, anyone else get the feels from creepy creatures and clowns like Lacey? And I posted this zoom in photo that I had taken of this giant Easter bunny at Michael's. And it made me so happy whenever I saw it. And I even told the girl as I was checking out at Michael's, I was like, oh my God, I love that Easter bunny. And she's like, it's all about perspective because I think that it's creepy. And I was like, yeah, girl. And then I walked out of there. So most importantly, almost everybody voted no. But there are a few sick people like me. There were 7 people who voted for yes.
Oh, so I got more herbs than you got creepy?
Yeah, but that was to be expected. Yes. But just so we know the freaks out there who are with me, Bulk Burr agreed with me. Caitlin Wood said yes. Gary Ball said yes. Alita said yes. Sharelle Johnson said yes. And Bree. So we have some people out there. Holly also said yes. So thank you all for being creeps like me, because I can't get enough of it. Tis the season for the creepos right now. I love it. And this is going to sound horrible. I love the photos of kids crying in the Easter bunny's lap.
Not because
I like kids crying, but just because this is creepy. I have the perfect photo of Bonnie's son, Weston, where he's just absolutely losing it on Easter bunny's lap. Because who is this creep right now? It's so scary.
Yeah.
So I think those are hilarious.
They are. They're fun. I don't know why we like to see kids upset.
But well, like to see people cry.
I can't even argue that.
Okay. And final thing. Before we get into everything that we still need to talk about, I want to know if I messed up again, because I think dirty sometimes, and especially here at work. I mean, we all have a very different sense of humor. So, I mean, behind the scenes, we're cracking jokes that we shouldn't be saying and everything else. But sometimes I think it's obvious the things that I think and the things that I say. And then other times I get completely blindsided, like with loose lips and childbearing hips. I never once thought that that was a dirty, stretched out part by any mean. And till Justin came on one day and was like, loose lips, that reminds me of, you know, all bat cavey and stuff. So I was off work on Monday and I had to send out an email before I went to New York on Friday saying, hey, cover me. This is what I need everybody to do. And I CC the people who are going to be doing my jobs while I'm gone.
Oh, the way you label the email?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I thought you were doing it on purpose.
No. And then Alicia came up to me and was like, it's so funny that everything that you do is dirty. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, that email that you sent, like, it's always going to be something. And I was like, what's dirty about the email? And it's because at the title, and I've been sending out the same email every time I leave, and it says, how to do me. Thanks for covering.
Yep. That's exactly what it says.
And I never once thought that was bad. How to do me? This is my position.
How to do me?
Yeah. I never once thought that it was anything bad that I was saying.
Wow. Well, I mean, good for you for not going there. But yeah,
I'm innocent. All you people are dirty. I had no idea. And Alicia was giggling. She's like, that's so funny. That dirty email you sent. I'm like, what are you talking about, girl? Yeah. So I messed up again.
It's okay, though. Because it's just saying that you're not. This is good news.
That I'm not dirty?
And that?
No, I'm not sending out a company-wide email telling people to do me
exactly.
And asking them
no,
to
No, I'm not saying like actual. Just that's not where your mind went.
No.
When sending that out. So that's a good sign.
I'm super innocent sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's great.
That's it. Okay. Tell me about your weekend. You had a lot of exciting stuff going on. You had Josh's birthday weekend. Other stuff I was about to say, but then why don't I let you tell me?
Yeah, well, your fail on the email is just going to lead into all of my fails. I had camping fail, prank fail, and a dinner fail.
Oh, wow.
It all had to do with my husband, Josh. So,
is it his fault?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
I like to blame other people.
I guess it's nobody's fault with the camping trip. We went, we set up camp. You know, we had looked at the weather. It was going to be nice. And something happened because after we went to bed the first night, the wind came through and I thought it was going to rip our tent in half.
And
my poor son was saying he thought he felt Morgan slapping him in the face, trying to get him up. Mm-hmm. And then he realized it was just the tent hitting him in the face because the wind was so strong. It was just slapping him over and over again.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I told you I have a problem. I'm like worse than Google. I think I know what you're going to say. If you start to say something, then I just start to predictive text it myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like figuring out. And I thought you were going to say something totally different.
Well, what did you think?
Well, now I can't say it because I just said I'm not dirty. So,
okay. So from there. So anyways, it was really windy. And then it started raining that next morning after waking up every 30 minutes because the wind was so strong. So it rained, and then it was going to be cold. We looked at the weather, and the sun was never going to come out, so it was just going to be miserable if we didn't pack up. So we left early.
Did you have to pack up in the rain?
Yeah, we did.
Like it was bad rain?
Like everything, yeah, everything was muddy. We were tromping through the campsite, and every time we stepped somewhere, it would add more mud to our shoes. So it was like 10 pounds on each shoe.
Yeah.
Just whatever. It was miserable, but at least we didn't have to suffer any more than what we decided. We were done, so it was great.
Change of plans. So then what's up next?
We ended up going to my mom's and just had her feed us basically all weekend. We just, hey, we're coming over. What'd you got in the fridge? And that's what Josh wanted to do for his birthday weekend, so that's what we did.
That's great.
It's really nice that he loves his in-laws.
Yeah.
I love that. So his actual birthday was on Monday, and I did a pretty lame prank. I thought maybe it would be fun for him to be included in the prank, and maybe it would I prank him, and then he takes the prank to work, and he could do the same. I cut up a bunch of letter E's out of brown construction paper, put it in a baking tin, covered it with foil, wrote a little note on top. Happy birthday, babe. Take this to work. Share the brownies with the guys. Whatever. I got him. So
he actually did do it?
He opened it up thinking it'd be brownies. Yeah, and it wasn't. Because I have gotten up Zero Dark 30 before and made Jell-O for him. For his birthday, it was to put his toothbrush and toothpaste in the Jell-O, but mm-hmm. I still did it. So it's not like out of the ordinary for me to get up and do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got a few people at work, so it was nice. But anyways, the fail is that the kids were so disappointed. They said, Mom, you've done that one before. I think I'm losing my mind.
In their defense, what? You don't remember anything.
I know, but Josh said he didn't think I did it before either. So who knows? Other than that, I mean, I failed my kids. I guess they were thinking I'd do better than that, but no, that's just me.
Well, I did sort of fail too because I wrote myself a note to remind me to do something for Josh's birthday. Now, I already knew it was his birthday and I knew I was going to text him, so that wasn't a big deal, but I had a thought of something I'm going to carry out. I'm going to execute. Mostly because I love Josh and his birthday should be celebrated, but also because it could be good podcast content.
Yeah.
So I was going to recreate his favorite birthday song.
Oh my gosh, that would be so great.
Yeah, but then I just recorded it and I felt really stupid and I didn't know what to do with it. And so that was it. So then instead.
You did record it though?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want to hear it. Because we love this song. It is our birthday song that we share with people.
I recorded this yesterday. Oh, I thought it was going to show me a time. I recorded this yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's your birthday today,
Josh.
Hope your birthday is great,
Josh.
That's it.
I love it. I mean, it's pretty good. You need more grit in your voice, though. It's your birthday today, Josh. A little more grit.
That was really great. Good. That was really good. Also, I didn't listen back to it because I was so unimpressed with myself in the moment. I was just like, this is dumb. No. So I stopped doing it. I sounded like a man in that clip. I straight up sounded like, if Lazy was a dude, that's what it sounded like. But I didn't. I even thought about like doing a video, like maybe I'll be in New York and do a video for his birthday. Instead, I Googled Happy Birthday Josh Rock and I sent it to him because I didn't know. Josh likes to send the same birthday message to everybody. And it's a YouTube video. And it says happy birthday and enters the name.
Yes.
And so I was trying to find his specific video. And I think I sent it to him. But I did text him yesterday to tell him happy birthday.
I wonder if you sent it before I did. I try to always be the first. Oh, gosh.
I probably did. Do you have your phone on you?
Yes.
I probably sent it after you. Mine was at 9:20.
Mine was at... Hold on. Ooh, yeah, 6:44. Beecher.
Okay, yeah. I was not up early at all. So I sent him the YouTube video
so
for his birthday.
Though.
And then Yeah. So anyway, that was it. So I felt, because I had all these grand plans for his birthday to let him know that I may not be here and I might not be celebrating with you, but you're on my mind, boy. He has such a great birthday and such an easy birthday to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it made me so happy.
Yeah, well, it's the thought that counts.
So I like that because I have a lot of thoughts. I just don't necessarily always follow through with them. Unlike how you're going to do with all your new assignments, you will be following through with those. Okay. So my husband Jeremy had planned a surprise trip to take me to New York to go see Beetlejuice on Broadway. And it was really cool because he had asked me, like, would you like for me to surprise you or would you rather know about it? And he was like, you hate surprises, right? No, I don't hate surprises. I hate it whenever you tell me we're not going to do what I want to do, which is what they did for my surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ruined that several years ago. But that was different. I think that they handled it wrong. Sure, I'm in the wrong, but I should have had more faith in my girlfriend Vanessa, not in Jeremy. Jeremy goes, well, it's not like I wasn't going to plan anything for your birthday. You've literally never planned anything for my birthday. So why would you start now? But anyway, so I told him I wanted to be surprised. And he ended up spilling the beans on himself saying that we're going to New York. And I said, why? He's like, well, we're going to go see Beetlejuice on Broadway. So anyway, so it was preview weekend in New York. I thought it was opening weekend. It's not even out on Broadway.
He had
to explain this to me because I'm like, what the hell do you mean it's not out? Like, we're here and we're not special. It's not like I'm at a special screening of Beetlejuice or anything. But that's why. They're just previewing it for the weekend and then it's officially going to hit Broadway next month, I think.
Oh.
So we went to New York for the weekend and had an absolute blast. What I love the most, we did New York for my first time a couple of years ago, and it was great. We had a good time. We went at Christmas. That's why I wasn't expecting to go to New York, because I'm a Christmas baby. So if we're going to go, let's go during Christmas whenever everything looks beautiful.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
But it was my first time going, so we did all the tourist stuff, which was fun. It was a lot of fun. But then I'm like, nah, I've been to New York. We really don't need to do that again. Now that we didn't do tourist stuff, I had a freaking blast.
Yay.
We did 9/11 Museum, which was really nice because I didn't get to do that the last time. So, I mean, I feel like you got to do that whenever you go to New York. Now that I've done it, I probably won't do it again for a while. But we had a lot of fun doing that. We had a couple of kicking around days doing random stuff. And then the day of 9/11 Museum, we also went to visit one of his friends who's a firefighter at FDNY. And we went and visited him. And then that was cool, too. He did have to remind me, not that I would ever say this or act like that, but he had to tell me, like, don't mention 9/11. Don't bring it up.
Just because it's too painful?
Yeah. Because these people lived it. And some people are a little unthoughtful, I guess, and will say, like, oh, my God, I had so much fun at the 9/11 museum. How is that fun?
Right.
Like, it's informative and it's sad, but I wouldn't say that it was fun, you know. So he just had to remind me of that, which I don't think that I would have. But still, you
it's
just,
nice to have the reminder.
Yeah, you got to watch it. You can't be over there, you know, spouting off your 9/11 knowledge, knowing that he lost a lot of people close to him, and he was involved in it. And I mean, so that was a little touching to do that. And excuse me, while I was there, I saw something really cool on a locker, and it had something like the other Twin Towers. And it had the New York skyline, and then up where the Twin Towers were, it was a firefighter and a cop. And I thought that was really cool. And I wanted to take a picture of it, but I also didn't want to be that person. So I didn't. And then Jeremy told me later, he's like, you probably could have taken a picture of it, but I didn't want to be insensitive. I felt a little stupid because I reached in my purse at one point and my 9/11 memorial little bracelet fell out.
That's just an accident.
And I mean, Jeremy told me he's talked to him about it, so it's not like it's off limits, but it's just, it's not my business to bring it up. But I did think that that was really cool to be able to go spend some time at FDNY after that.
Definitely.
And this dude's legendary. This dude has been a part of a lot of tragedies, I guess, in New York that he's had to help out with. So he's been around for a lot of it, and it really puts it into perspective to see all of that. A lot of it was shocking. And then, but outside of that, moving on to lighter stuff. One thing that happened as soon as we got there, I have become a checked bag person.
Oh,
and
no.
Some people are against it, but why do I have to put myself out to cram everything into a little carry-on bag?
You change outfits at the airport sometimes.
Yes.
You don't need all that stuff.
Yes. Which brings me to this.
It's a weekend.
Yes. We get there and Jeremy made fun of me for bringing what he called costume changes. And I'm like, do you even know me? You're making fun of me for bringing costume changes? Like, it was hard because we had some plans and we had some dinners plan and dress up events. And so then I need the right shoes to wear and I need a dress. And then what if I don't like this dress? And then we were supposed to go to two nice dinners, but we ended up canceling one. So yeah, I needed outfit changes. But guess who was wearing two outfits a day? This girl. Oh, yes. One thing I did that I've never done before, though. Never done before.
What?
I wore flats to the musical.
Oh my God, why?
And it broke my heart.
Why'd you do it?
Because there's so much walking and I just didn't want to be that girl. I mean, in New York, it's kind of hard to tell.
I'm disappointed in you.
I know. But I was thinking, okay, what I really care about are pictures, which we didn't even get great ones. So that was awesome.
That is not true.
Shoes don't turn up in pictures.
No, not usually.
And I want to be comfortable. So I got, and I mean, they were decent flats. I did like a lot of research, but.
You're just ratting yourself out. You don't even need to say that you wore flats. No one would ever know.
I wore flats. It made me feel like a bad person. But looking at people in New York, a majority of them are in comfortable shoes.
Sure.
And they have a lot of comfortable shoe store. Girl, there are Uggs everywhere. And
I think because they know better.
Yeah, because you're doing a bunch of freaking walk-ins, so I don't care. But then again, I would see the girls walking around in heels, and I was pretty sure that they were locals doing that. So it is doable. Not for me. So I didn't do that.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I was super mad at myself for that. But musical was great. Musical was a lot of fun. It was absolutely not what I expected.
Really? Did they change the storyline at all?
All of it.
Wow.
Yeah, completely.
Aww.
And the guy who was the main Beetlejuice dude, he was not like the Beetlejuice I know at all. He didn't sound like him. So then it made me wonder, like, I don't know if they're just taking the name and loosely basing it on, because if you're trying to be your own person, then he was great and the show was great, but the guy at the Beetlejuice bar that we went to the night before was a lot more Beetlejuice than this one was. This guy was so funny. And thanks again, big shout out to Alita, because she came through big time on this trip. She gave me so many suggestions and I did a lot of them. But we went to the Beetlejuice bar and this guy was just absolutely hilarious. He was crude. He was rude. He was very touchy feely. I mean, yeah, and not in a bad way, but I mean, that's the way Beetlejuice is in the movie. So he's hanging all over us. He has the Michael Keaton voice in there. So it was so awesome. He said, oh gosh, what was it?
I'm gonna spit my green goo all over you like Linda Blair in Exorcist.
Gross. Is that from the movie?
In the Exorcist, the movie, she spits out green goo from her mouth. That's not what he was talking about, but yes, that's not from the movie. He even said, like, what am I just supposed to, like, quote, movie lines all day? He was so funny. We had such a great time at that bar. Probably would have stayed the whole time if the drinks weren't so expensive. It's not really a chilling place. You got to get there and get there, have a few drinks and move on. But it was absolutely fantastic. We had so much fun at that place. And I really got a feel for New York for the first time. Like, last time I thought, oh, there's no reason for me to get back. Now I finally see the appeal of the city.
Yeah.
Now that you get out of the tourist stuff, because we just explored different areas. And we went to Brooklyn for a day, went to a pinball and laundromat place where there's...
For fun?
Yeah. So, well, they have pinballs and laundromats. That's why we were there. But it amazed me that there were actually people there washing clothes. Like, I thought maybe that was just kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to throw in a couple wash... No, there were people, and I'm like, get out of my way with all your dirty laundry. Like, I'm trying to get to the back and do pinball machines. So we went there and played pinballs, and that's where I saw the craziest vending machine I've ever seen in my life. Did you see that?
I saw something. I don't remember specifically what it was.
It was a joke vending machine. But it was so funny. So you look at this vending machine and they have like kickboxing video for $45.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Plan B. They had freaking Plan B for sale right next to a Bible. And at first I was like, man, you can get anything you want here. And then I noticed that in one of the slots they had a dollar bill for $2. And I was like, oh, it's a joke.
I get it.
But it was so funny. While we were in Brooklyn, I wanted to FaceTime you because I bought street cheese.
Yes.
And it made me yes! so happy. I bought street cheese.
Were you shamed this time like last?
No. I don't know where I started eating it. Where was I whenever I started eating the cheese? No. It was a little shameful because I didn't have a refrigerator in my room. And so it started off street cheese, then it became pocket cheese. And then I wanted to put it in my purse, but I didn't want to carry around cheese in my purse. So I just left it in my hotel. And then we were out somewhere and I was like, I'm kind of hungry now. You know, it'd be great at this moment. Some street cheese. Really wish I had some purse cheese right about now. Outside of that, I mean, I don't know that I had a lot of stuff that people would actually care about. I never know where I'm at any time, ever.
Like, directionally.
Yes.
You don't know which way is north.
Jeremy has figured out the subway system anywhere and everywhere we've gone. And that sweet man tries to teach me. And he's like, look, this is why this makes sense. And I'm like, I don't care. So just get me there.
Mansplaining is okay if you don't understand.
Which is 99% of the time. I do not understand. That is correct. But he figured out how to get us around everywhere. And he'd always ask me, okay, we're on, the avenues run one way and the street runs another. And which direction are we heading right now? What was my answer?
I don't care. No.
What was my correct answer?
What?
Any direction I'm facing is north, so it doesn't matter. So even at one point yesterday, we were heading in the wrong direction, and then we turned around and was going back, and Jeremy's like, what direction are we heading now? I'm like, well, we were heading north, but then we had to turn around and now we're heading true north. So
I love that.
I don't know how he puts up with me. I just absolutely refuse to learn. I don't know where I'm at. And then we get back yesterday. I parked at a nearby fire station so I could just pick up my car on the way out and he would pay for parking instead of both of us have to pay at the airport. Then we're leaving yesterday and Jeremy was like, crap, Lacey. I said, what? What? We just already passed the exit to get your car. I'm like, I have no idea where I'm at right now. It's like, we're back home. How do you not know where we're at? But the fire station I've only been to go drop my car off, yeah. And it's an area I don't go to. So, no, I don't know. I'd have to plug it into my phone to get there.
I'm with you. I trust Siri way too much.
There was a fortune-telling monkey.
Really?
At the pinball and laundromat. Yeah. Kind of kooky, kind of cheesy. We spent... not a lot of money because it was a quarter, so yeah. But we probably spent, you know, $2-3 on this guy. just like hearing him. He was so funny. So I got some good fortune tellings from him.
Anything good? What's going on in your future?
I don't remember. I have it in my purse. To be continued. One really cool thing that we did. I was obnoxious on social media. So I'm sorry about that.
You were not. I think it's just not common for you to do that. So it felt weird doing it. But you were not being obnoxious. I loved all of them.
Well, I mean, one place that Alita had mentioned was a place that had unicorn ice cream mermaid.
And I'm all about the dessert. The cute dessert. Yes.
I don't know how social media influencers do it, because taking that damn picture was so hard because I could not get cute. No, I'm not a social media influencer, but I'm just thinking, if this was my job to make this ice cream look good, like I needed some props, because I'd been walking around all day. My hair's all ratty and knotted and windblown, and it's starting to be cold, and it was starting to get really chilly then, but I needed my ice cream and I needed that picture. I took one picture of Jeremy and it looked great. He took four of me and I was like, you can't even do it right. And then I had to go take a selfie. And it still didn't look good. But I'm like, but I'm with the unicorn. Like, I have to post it. All that being said, I went to a Fat Cat Jazz Bar that had a ping pong table. And you know how I love me some ping pong.
Yes.
And what's that thing we have? Shuffleboard. Jeremy and I were playing ping pong and shuffleboard. Well, this is where I had to hold myself back on social media, because whenever I posted the mermaid unicorn, I'm like, you know what? I've been in the city for a while. I still have yet to see Sarah Jessica Parker and Taylor Swift. Like, what is up with that? Jeremy runs into people we know everywhere. He actually didn't this time, but I've been crazy places with him, and he runs into people that he knows. He also has spotted celebrities a lot. So I just knew this trip is about me. Yeah. This whole weekend is about me. It's everything that I love. I have unicorn mermaid ice cream. Why the hell would I not meet Taylor Swift and Sarah Jessica Parker?
But
nothing. So whenever I was at the Fat Cat Jazz Ping Pong Bar, I was like, I wonder if Sarah Jessica Parker and Taylor Swift would like to come. Maybe I should tell them where I'm at and then ask them if they want to go get some snails later, because we were going to go there and then go get some snails and then come back. And Jeremy was like, will you just stop already? Because I didn't know, how far is it until you become a stalker? Like, I want to make them laugh. I want to put a smile on their face. I really want to freaking meet them and I want to become best friends. But then I also don't want to be on the list. Like, where is the fine line? Also, is it smart to be putting your location out there all the time?
I don't think so.
Normally, I don't like to say I'm going to be gone or, right. You know, but then it's kind of hard on vacation because you're having fun. So you want to brag and let people know what you're doing while you're out there. But I couldn't do it. Then I noticed today. Okay, I tagged both of them in stories.
Did someone respond? Did either one of them respond?
No, okay. Nor have they viewed. I tagged Sarah Jessica Parker and Taylor Swift in two stories. And my last one, and I wasn't going to do it because I was leaving and I was like, no, I thought I was going to go too far because why not? I almost tagged a lot of New York people, but then I was like, that's too much. And then whatever. So as I'm leaving, I saw a Sarah Jessica Parker store. And I knew she had a line, but I didn't realize that she had a store. Duh, I would have freaking been there. But as I was leaving, I took a picture of the store and I said,
You're doing so great.
I'm sorry that our friendship wasn't able to blossom while I was in your wonderful city, but I hope I can one day soon show you that I'm best friend material. Until then, I will continue to admire your talent and beauty. I love you. And then I tagged at Sarah Jessica Parker, and then I was like, but I don't want Taylor Swift thinking I don't like her. So then I tagged at Taylor Swift and said, same.
Yeah, ditto. Oh, what an afterthought. I would think that you don't like me anymore if I had been that Taylor Swift.
I don't know if I ruined my chances or not, if you're not going to take me seriously if you see that I'm tagging other people. But I mean, my sentiments are the same. I didn't tag Betty White. I thought about tagging Anna's boyfriend, Ryan. I thought about tagging him. I wanted to tag somebody at Sirius XM, but I didn't, because I didn't want to be that creep. I can't just say that to everybody. So I'm just going to say that to my main two. But what I saw today, Sarah Jessica Parker responding to people on Instagram in her comments.
So I don't know what the celebrity, like if I post a story, are you going to see it? Or does that go to like your spam?
No.
Or some, I mean, I don't know. Do you see what everybody's tagging you in? Or is it like your other message account? Because I follow her, but she doesn't follow me. So I'm not necessarily coming up on her feed or anything. But then she's responding to people. And that hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
A little bit more than it should have.
That is painful.
Yeah. So I was using the wrong method to get to her.
Maybe. But that's okay. You didn't know. Next time you go, you'll just do things differently. And it may be more of a buildup. It's like you were there and there's no chance for them to warm up to you. I think you have another chance. It's not over for y'all.
I'm holding out hope. I think that we would be really, really good friends. I just really love them. There's not that many celebrities that I would do that way for or feel that way about. But for them, it's just like, oh my goodness. I love them so much. But sucks to be them to not know me because I'm freaking awesome. So you missed your chance. I don't know if this proves what I'm afraid that it proves. A couple episodes back, I was on a rampage because I'm such a, if I can borrow Amy's word, and
I'm really sorry about that. I've been sitting here for like, how long has it been since I said it the last time? I feel so bad. I can't believe that I've been saying it.
You're on guard.
I feel so bad.
It's okay. I can't trust you, but it's okay. No, couple episodes back, we called Shannon because Shannon had been in the man room and she called me a bitch. And we had to call and talk it out. And both you and Shannon said, I'm bipolar. Maybe. Or I act like I'm bipolar, that I have my highs and my lows, that I can be the sweetest person ever, and then I can turn around and yell at you for whatever reason.
I'm not a doctor.
Such as Cammie today. I had no reason to yell at Cammie except for you were yelling at her, and so I thought maybe it was time for me to join in. Just, I've got something I can yell at her. Anyway, I realized that the last post that I had done on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram was the creepy creature. Do you like Easter bunnies? Do you like clowns? And then the whole time I'm in New York, I'm taking photos of all this unicorn stuff. And I have to stop myself from telling little girls how much I like their outfits because I think that it's inappropriate for me to tell a little girl like, hey, girl, I like your outfit. Because then it's like, why are you talking to my child? So I don't say that. And then I started thinking, well, it'd probably be less creepy because I'm a woman, so you might would assume that I have some. So then it wouldn't be creepy. But for me, it's just like I can't be complimenting random children and be like, I really like your unicorn horn you got going on. Or nice tutu, girl. You know, you look so good in that.
You have to do it a certain way. Like, sure, if your undertone is really weird, then
which
don't
it
do
wouldn't
it.
Be. I wish I had the same styles in my clothing. That's it. I would totally rock that. But it made me wonder, as I'm running around New York City taking all these photos of unicorns and mermaids and pretty pink walls and stuff, if there's something wrong with my brain because I like creepy, but I like girly. But maybe that's also why I have creepy girl art, too.
Sure. I just think you're well-rounded. I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Very well-rounded. Very, very sane.
Super, super round. Super round. But we can change that.
Yes, because, oh my goodness, I'm feeling very round after New York. And it's because the whole time I'm wandering around, and that was such the appeal that I had this time, which is walking around in different areas. You turn a street, and there's all this new area that you've never been to before. So I had thought I had done New York. No, I haven't done. I still haven't done New York. It's impossible to do New York. How to do me? Email form. Okay, anyway. So I ate so much food. So much freaking food. I think we were probably having like 4 meals a day.
But you're vacationing.
Sure. And they were smaller meals. And but I mean, I was hungry at midnight. We went and found a meatball sub place. We found a meatball shop and stopped
at
there.
At midnight?
Yeah. Wow. And went and had meatball subs at midnight because that's healthy. But now that I'm back home, it's time to get myself back together because that's fine for vacation. But that's not a lifestyle that you want. For my lifestyle, I want to be able to be healthy and make good decisions. And you have to have a good diet, but you also need to exercise. Exercise Absolutely. Is important because it's good for your mental health. It's good for your body to be able to tone, to get everything tight and right and not round, like Amy said. And that's why I'm enjoying this new program that we're using. Have you had a chance to use OpenFit yet, Amy?
Yeah, and it's exciting because the platform has articles, nutrition. It's very educational, and they post stuff, new stuff, each week.
There is a new class each week, which is really amazing. So OpenFit is this new platform that you and I are embracing, and it takes the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It is a streaming online service where you can work out at your home, choose all these different classes for as little as 10 minutes a day. So you can work out and get work towards your own body goals for as little as 10 minutes a day. But let's be real. The thing that we're most excited about is the extend bar, because you are a Pilates enthusiast, right?
Right. I've taken bar classes before, and I've only got interested in it because all of my friends, whenever I've noticed a difference in their bodies, they always say that it's bar.
That is a really good workout that's really efficient that some people might look at and say that it looks easy. I would think that too, until I've actually tried it. And then you're working all these muscles that you never worked before, and it just helps get your body real toned and tight. But the problem with Pilates class is that normally that's not affordable. That is on the upper end of fitness classes, but that's not the case with OpenFit. Because with OpenFit, you can get a subscription and do all these different classes that they update weekly at the comfort of your own home.
Right. And you can do it privately.
And it's cheap. Some might even say that it's free, but we'll get to that in a minute. But they also offer other different classes. So this isn't just if you're into Pilates, there's several different workouts that you can try, like Yoga 52 or 600 seconds. That's the 10-minute workout, because who doesn't have 10 minutes to spare to get your fitness in order? These are also results that you can see. If you give it a try, you can lose up to 15 pounds in just 30 days, flatten those abs, shape your body, and look and feel great. OpenFit has challenged me, has changed the way that I like to work out. It has also simplified me in so many ways because I have this accessible at all times. And you can do it too. You can join us on this fitness journey, and it won't even cost you anything, because right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, you can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text the code LOOSELIPS, that's one word, LOOSELIPS, to 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free, but you have to take advantage of it. And to do that, you just need to text the code LOOSELIPS to 303030. Check it out for free. Let us know what you think about it and join us while we get it together.
Right. Affordable, mobile, fun. It's 30 days for free. So why the heck not?
Yeah. I can't wait to go home and get started, because I have got to work all these toxins out of my body. I have done some serious damage to myself, and I'm ready to get back on track. I can't live that kind of life all the time.
Same.
Yeah. I'm leaving those bad habits behind in New York, and now I'm back. Do you feel like that we have talked forever, Amy?
No.
You don't?
Not forever.
Because this is take two. So we probably had another 10 minutes in there that we'll never get listened to again. But before we sign off, because I need a nap and to go work out, I need to go do my OpenFit workout and then get me a nap because I'm feeling a little delirious. I do want to do something that we normally don't do.
Tease!
Tease! It is time to tease, because let me use my super dramatic voice.
Man voice?
Yeah, my super dramatic man voice. On the next episode of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
That was good. Rich.
That was man is what that was. Okay. On the next episode, we are going to do some confrontation therapy. Someone is going to have to answer this simple question, and we're going to bombard them. They don't know that this is coming
either. They do not.
They tried asking, like, what are we going to talk about? Don't you worry about it. And they're going to come in, and I'm going to be like, do you even like me?
I'm so excited about
That's
this.
That's it. Now, there will be more to it, but I need to get down to the bottom of this, because I have been butt hurt and...
Yeah, we need the truth.
Yeah, I need to know. So it's going to be confrontation therapy on the next episode of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
So exciting.
I just kind of lost it there at the end. I don't know. I feel like I had such great momentum at the beginning, and then once the mic started messing up, I kind of lost momentum and
Now I'm here, and I quit crying, so I'm not having a good time anymore.
Oh, no!
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcast.
And while you're there, if you could please do us a favor and rate, review, and subscribe, that would make us look official. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something and then I just lost it.
I was like, oh, am I supposed to say something?
No, I was thinking, but I don't know how to make that connection, because I was thinking, like, I feel like you and I did just officially become official because Amy recently changed her bio.
I didn't even have a bio. So I decided to put something in it.
Yeah. And she tagged at Loose Lips in the bio.
Damn straight I did.
And then the same day, Fat Guy Handbook started following the Loose Lips Instagram.
It's a big week.
I know. And it made me really, really excited. So Amy made us official, but you would make us look officialer if you could rate, review, and subscribe.
More official. More official.
And please chime in, hit us up on our socials. We love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Are you cooking? I just saw a head nod.
It's been a while.
I know. Amy will revive Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Taylor Swift is stalking me.
She's a little Lolita. She's a husband. She's a tramp.
She's stalking me.
She makes a bad Girl Scout, yes, she's a
fan. She's piling in the backyard now, up in that tall pine tree, with a pair of night.